Welcome back to Eco Talk. I'm your host, Betsy Rosenberg. And if oil is the axle of all evil, and boy, it has gotten us embroiled in everything from terrorism to war, not to mention the emissions from oil out of our vehicles, causing things like particulate pollution, global warming, epidemic asthma. So that's why we keep getting back to it and what we can do to get off of it. For this segment, I'm pleased to be joined by Allison Cassidy, Research Director for U.S. PIRG. That stands for Public Interest Research Group, and they're working to make sure that all of us pay attention when there's a very important vote taken next week in the Senate, I believe, that will really be a litmus test, they say, as to whether our leaders are serious about getting us off oil and then all the implications that come from that or not doing that and what that really says about where their interest is. Is it the public interest or is it special interests? Thanks for joining us.
No problem. Thank you for having me.
So this is an amendment to raise gas mileage to at least 33 miles per gallon, and you're proposing, or there's been a proposed amendment to the amendment. Is that correct?
The actual vote will be happening in the House, probably the week after the Memorial Day recess, and Representative Barton has proposed a fuel economy bill to basically give the Bush administration the authority to play around with the fuel economy system for cars without actually doing anything to make cars go farther on a gallon of gas.
Okay, let's reverse just a little bit. We do talk about this issue a lot, but for listeners who may not be familiar with what the administration proposed and why that's not sufficient, and then what Markey and Bullard's amendment would do, and then what Representative Joe Barton, a Republican from Texas, so that can tell you where his leanings are without even knowing any more about him, what he's trying to do. So just back up a little slowly. And so this is really important. That's why I want you to make sure that all this information gets across.
The Bush administration requested authority from Congress to restructure the fuel economy system for cars. That's exactly what Representative Joe Barton's bill would do. It would allow the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration to set fuel economy standards for passenger cars based on vehicle size and weight. So that means that larger and heavier cars would meet lower fuel economy standards than smaller cars. Now, that's not a problem in and of itself, but his bill does not require manufacturers to meet a fleet-wide fuel economy standard, which is currently set at 27.5 miles per gallon. So as a result, his bill does not guarantee that America's cars will actually get better gas mileage. In fact, it could result in backsliding, since manufacturers may opt to make their vehicles heavier instead of making them more fuel efficient.
Now, when I first started getting interested in this topic about 4 years ago with our grassroots campaign, Don't Be Fueled, when we talked to executives with GM and Ford, which we did because we said we were a bunch of angry mothers and they thought we were 1,000 strong when really there were like a dozen of us, but that's okay, it worked. They said, well, we're not going to make, you know, more fuel efficient vehicles because Americans aren't buying them, and we will make what the public wants to buy. Now, clearly that has changed in the last 4 years, you know, because of record high gas prices. Americans are finally starting to ask about, you know, how many miles per gallon does that get, not just how many cup holders in that SUV.
Right.
So do you think that market demand is enough, really, with you know, what our addiction to oil has gotten us to at this point? Or do you really feel like we still need legislation?
Consumers are demanding more fuel-efficient cars, but to guarantee that our automobiles get more miles per gallon and that we reduce America's oil dependence, we need absolutely fuel efficiency standards for America's cars and light trucks. And we can achieve at least 40 miles per gallon over the next decade.
Wouldn't American car companies just be the dinosaurs that they've look like they're being if they didn't really retrofit their assembly lines and really commit to making more fuel efficient hybrid cars if they haven't already? And although there's this impression that, you know, well, Ford's got a hybrid Escape, and certainly Toyota and Honda are in the lead, and there are some other models coming out. Lexus has the hybrid SUV and another sedan coming up soon. But it's really just a tiny handful of vehicles that are, and hybrid isn't the only answer either, as we'll talk about in this show. Plug-in hybrids can make hybrids look, you know, mild. But you know, it's really not nearly enough in the pipeline still, right?
The U.S. auto industry is definitely behind the eight ball on this one. They have invested a great deal of money in making large, fuel-inefficient automobiles like the Hummer and, you know, large SUVs.
Which they won't be making anymore. That is
right.
A victory.
The average fuel economy of new vehicles on the road actually declined by 6% between 1987 and 2004, even though we witnessed significant improvements in other aspects of vehicle technology. Our cars are as inefficient now as they were when Ronald Reagan was president, which is hard to believe when you think about all of the technological achievements we've, you know, witnessed since that time, like the iPod, computers, et cetera.
Okay, so why is this vote in particular very important? And tell us about a letter that was signed by many environmental groups asking their legislators to please do the right thing.
Sure. So Representatives Ed Markey and Sherrod Bullard, Mr. Bullard's from New York, he's a Republican, are offering an amendment to Representative Barton's fuel economy bill to raise the fuel economy average for new cars and SUVs to at least 33 miles per gallon by 2016. So as I said, we have the technology to get to 40 miles per gallon, but 33 miles per gallon is a good step. It would save us about 2.1 million barrels of oil per day by 2025 and save consumers $79 billion in that year at the pump. So ever since, you know, gasoline went to $3 a gallon, we've seen a rush of proposals on Capitol Hill to drill, and to give consumers $100 rebates, but only a handful of proposals to actually do something to address the root problem, which is America's addiction to oil. So we consider this vote on the Markey-Bullard Amendment to Mr. Barton's bill a litmus test about whether members of Congress are actually serious about reducing America's dependence on oil and if they're willing to do what it takes by increasing gas mileage standards.
And listeners should let their legislators know what they think they should do.
Definitely. They should call their House member and tell them to increase the gas mileage of our cars and light trucks.
And do it ASAP, because that vote is coming up very shortly.
Exactly.
Here.
Mm-hmm.
And this will be a litmus test, because this is a very similar amendment to John McCain and John Kerry, you know, bipartisan attempt to improve CAFE standards, very similar to this. In the wake of 9/11, that went down to defeat. That's when I became an activist, therefore making me radioactive. So we'll see what happens. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much.
We'll be right back.